and Peoples, talking with Ron Wells here today, Raleigh County Commission Chair. And I want to get into a topic here that this was discussed last week during one of the commission meetings, and that was the topic of volunteer EMS stipends here. And I don't remember, did you guys approve that, or is that just something that's being discussed at this point?
Oh, now you put me on the spot. I was up late last night with those games. Basically, we approved doing that, yes, because it's quite an expense, you know, for our EMS and rural fire. So I see we have a call.
Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll get the caller here. And good morning, you're on In Focus.
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Manhattan. I knew your father when he ran for office. And when you said one thing, I was a little kid and I listened to your dad. And your dad said that if the things around Manhattan and in Raleigh County didn't change, that people are going to put the wants before the needs of the county and of the community. And when you said that, I was like, oh my goodness. And I wish more people would start thinking like that. I'm in Pottawatomie County. Green Valley has put so much pressure on Pottawatomie County. The needs of Pottawatomie County are falling to pieces because of the wants down there. And I can't tell you how I appreciate a politician saying what you said, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Oh, and by the way, I'm not a politician. I'm a county commissioner. Politicians are in Topeka and Washington. You have to be a politician long enough to campaign, but once you're in office in county, you're a county commissioner.
Well, you go straighten out the damn politicians in Topeka then.
That's interesting, yeah. Because I read somewhere you're maybe thinking about hanging it up after next year. Is that?
That was initially, and now that we haven't finished Wildcat Creek, which is not going to be – it's going to be past my lifetime. But EMS, and we've got three or four things here, this transfer thing. If my health is good, I want to finish up on a couple of these things. So yeah, I'm seeing someone from Salina. It could impact me if I would run again. As far as you have to stay in your district. Mm-hmm. My mother's 97 and not in good health, and so it would I'd have to stay where I am in the third district. I wouldn't be able to move over to Pottawatomie County where mother has land, or maybe to Salina where she lives, and so there would be an impact. So I've got a lot of decisions to make, but there are some things here I want to see done, and so if my health's good, I'm going to try one more time, because I told people I don't want to die in office. That's the main thing, but I will probably run again. I won't make a decision until the end of the year, and if I'm still upright and taking nourishment, why, that'd be a good sign. But and depends on what we accomplish on this year's budget. If it's if we can hold the budget real well and take care of the people that we need to take care of, it'd be time to let go. But right now, there's so many things going on that's being mishandled, I think, nationally and in the Topeka. We need to get people together now, quit this party fighting and everything, and keep Raleigh County down at the bottom end as far as the tax level, the ability, you know, the quality of life, number one, and then because I know the school's going to need a significant mill increase. I don't know about the city, and so we need to work diligently to keep our portion as level as we can. So I'll make a decision at the end of the year on that.
Okay, fair enough.
My first thinking was, yeah, I've served my sentence. But on the other hand, my wife passed away my first term, and this gives me a sense of purpose. And so if I can be effective, I'll go again. But getting back to the stipend, we're having difficulty now because, you know, people's lives are very busy. A lot of things going on, and it's tough to get someone to take even a minimal training, $300, I think now it's maybe $1,000, depending on what you take training for. Well, that's expense to be volunteering. And it costs money to get in your vehicle and to go out to the site. So this is a good start. Now, I think eventually we're probably going to have maybe one full-time person that Pat Collins had talked about. And I've heard from a number of retired people that donated time to the rural fire and things, and they think this is a good start. And I know there's, as the erroneous Mercury reported, about 261 people didn't get service out of the 500-some calls last year. They got service by the ambulance, but we didn't have anybody in the first responder or fire answer the phone. So people weren't left out there hanging. I mean, that's I just want to be sure people understand that, because sometimes your first responder or local rural fire can get there before the ambulance. And sometimes it may just amount to a sprained wrist or a headache or, you know, I mean, nothing major. But so, yeah, the people weren't left out in the cold.
How do you think this will help maybe increase the numbers of volunteers by having these stipends available? Do you think it will make an impact there?
Personally, I don't know that. Of course, I'm old, you know, that I'd want to get up, put my shoes on, get dressed, and especially on a cold day or something, go out for the $15 or the $25. But I can't speak for the younger people. I just say it's a good start. It shows good faith on the county's part, and it's an improvement. So, and we always need to be moving forward.
All right. Well, fair enough. Let's take one more time out. We'll come back with more from Ron Wells after this break here on News Radio KMAN.